Our business news starts with another subprime casualty. Citibank announced shockingly large losses of $8 to $11 billion yesterday, thanks to investments in subprime mortgages. That could completely wipe out fourth quarter earnings for the largest bank in the country. It was the last straw for Citigroup Chairman and CEO Charles Prince. Prince resigned yesterday after an emergency meeting. That makes him the second Wall Street chief executive within a week to lose his job. Last week, it was Stanley O'Neill of Merrill Lynch after his company announced losses of over $8 billion. Neither executive had enough success to make up for those losses. Citigroup's stock has fallen about 20% in the last month. Analysts and investors say Charles Prince failed in his strategy to remake Citigroup into a, quote, universal bank that pulls in revenue from all kinds of financial services.